We're going to be in verse 41. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. When they began looking for him among their relatives and friends, when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why are you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them, and he was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So I don't know if you've ever been lost or you've ever lost somebody. It's pretty scary to lose somebody. I'm sure Joseph and Mary were going pretty crazy. They were probably, where's Jesus at? You might be thinking that, how do you lose your son for a whole day? But it's different because when they traveled in caravans for protection, and the men would travel in the back and the women and children would travel in the front. And because of Jesus' age, he could have been with Joseph or he could have been with Mary. So I'm sure one of them probably thought, well, he's with the other one. Because of that, they were searching frantically. Mom comes up and says, "Why have you treated us like that? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." It's been 3 days. If you've lost your son for 3 days, you're probably a nervous wreck. Mary and Joseph lost sight of Jesus. A story from my childhood is my dad lived out in the country, and the landlord owned a barn, but it was an old barn. It only had one tractor in it. There were some hay lofts, and there were no hay in it. But us kids, even though we weren't supposed to go in this barn, we would go anyways because it was fun. We loved climbing on stuff and doing all the things kids love to do. And we played tag. There was probably four of us. And we're running back and forth, and my brother climbs up in the hayloft, and I'm running after him. And he's so focused on me, he's looking behind me, seeing how close I am to him, and all of a sudden, he steps off the hayloft. He falls straight down and smacks his head on a tractor tire. And we sit there like, oh no. Not only do we have to tell my dad that we were in the barn playing, but we possibly could have to go to the hospital. But luckily, he gets up and he's like, "I'm fine." And we go about playing tag some more. That wasn't the last time we were ever in the hayloft from that story. But see, Mary and Joseph lost sight, just as my brother lost sight on where he was going. He fell straight off the hayloft. There's so many times that we lose sight of Jesus, especially around this time of the year. We go through our days, we have to, what gift does my child want? What gift does my relative want? And we go and we spend so much money and we leave Jesus out of all of it. We put him on the back shelf, even though this is supposed to be the reason we're even celebrating. Jesus is back here and we're up here stressed, busy. I'm sure this year is probably the busiest time for every single one of you. We got to go to certain relatives over and over and over again. We got to buy this. We got to buy that. When really, if we just sat down with our families and just talked about God. If we search for God during this season, how much we would grow during this season, but we don't. You know, my brother, when he was running, he lost sight of what was around him. And there's so many times that we lose sight. We're so focused on ourselves that we lose sight of what God is doing all around us. Sometimes we're so focused, even at this church, you know, on ourselves, that we lose sight of what God is doing for our church. I mean, especially around this season, think about all the things that He's blessed us here with. Think about all the things that He's given us. But we go through our day still thinking about material things, thinking about ourselves, and not what God has done for us, not what God has given us, this gift that God has given. Jimmy talked about this morning about how it's this priceless gift. We're so focused in this season about everything else that we forget to share this gift God has given us with other people. We forget to share this gift to our own families. Especially around this season for myself, my mother isn't saved, my father isn't saved, they've never accepted Christ. And there's so many times that I sit there thinking, especially right now, why haven't I offered that gift to them? Nervous. They've rejected it before. But should that really stop us? Should that really stop us from giving this priceless gift, this expensive gift that God, that Jesus bought with His blood? That Jesus bought with his blood. Sometimes I like to look at this scene right here when they're searching for Jesus at this time. I'd love to be sitting in the pews of the temple courts, right? Just listening to Jesus talk to these rabbis. Think about, I mean, this is the festival happening right now. I mean, the rabbis are at this temple court. Just to sit there and listen and look at their face on how amazed they are with this 12-year-old boy, almost a man, 12-year-old boy. How amazed they are, not with his questions, even though it said that he was asking questions, but amazed with his understanding and with his answers. Just to see that would be amazing to me. You know, he goes and his mom asks, you know, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. And he tells him, why are you searching for me? He asks, didn't you know I had to be in my father's house? Other translations say, or be about my father's business. But they didn't understand what he was saying. And what he was saying is, this is the first time Jesus is aware that he is God's son. He's aware that he is God's son. You know, in many cases that are gone through, you know, Jesus could have not obeyed his parents, right? He could have went like, oh, God's, you know, my father. But he doesn't. He goes on to say that he was obedient to them. He was obedient to Joseph and Mary, and he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Even at 12 years old, Jesus was still amazing. I mean, the Bible doesn't record any of the other events until he's 30, 18 years. I mean, I would love to hear what happened in those 18 years. What could have went on in those 18 years with Jesus? And I wonder if Mary and Joseph actually knew that his father's business would take him straight to the cross. If when he was talking about being about his father's business, would take him straight to the cross to die for my and yours and all those people out there, to die for their sins. I wonder if they knew that. I wonder if that's what they didn't understand. I'm sure we all here know somebody that's missed it. That's missed the reason for the season. That's missed this gift that has been given to us. This gift that is free to every single one of you. That's free to every single one of them. That's free, but was bought. Was bought with Christ's blood. And then he rose. It's so hard sometimes not to talk about the cross around this season. It's hard not to talk about the little baby Jesus going all the way to the cross. So maybe some of you here today have lost sight in the season, lost sight in Christ. Maybe you've stepped off this path and wondered, well, where did Jesus go? Maybe you have a relationship with him, but you've stepped off this path and you've wondered, where did Jesus go? Like we talked about earlier, Jesus never left. He's been right where you left him. He's been right where you left him. So I want you guys to think about right now, somebody in your family or friends who hasn't accepted this gift, who hasn't accepted this gracious gift God has given us, that maybe has no idea that Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm sure each one of you can think of that relative, or that family member, that friend. And I challenge you today, throughout this week, and throughout the rest of this season, that you talk to him. That you talk to him about Christ. And that you offer this gift to him that God has given us. And we just sang in the song, our God is greater, our God is stronger. There's no other gift in this world that you can buy with any amount of money you have. You could be a millionaire, a billionaire. It doesn't matter. That gift is always going to be better than any gift. You could have the latest technology. You could have every item in the world, and it would never stand up to the gift God has given us. I just keep thinking that just how crazy Mary and Joseph had to been. How crazy they had to been when they lost their boy. Lost the gift God given them in the first place. They had to be like, oh no, we messed up, right? And God gave us this gift, and we lost it. We lost it. And, I mean, I'm sure they were, I mean, she says, you know, why did you do this to us? But I'm sure there was just a relief when they saw Jesus in those temple courts. When they saw him sitting there and they found him. They found this gift. See, every one of us were lost at one point in our lives. And for some of us, we were found. Hopefully all of us have been found, but I mean, the odds say they're probably not. I mean, the people out there are lost if they don't have Jesus Christ. But each one of them are searching for something, are searching for this gift. They're searching, waiting to be found. So maybe you've lost sight of Jesus. Maybe you don't know where he is. Maybe you don't know how to get to him. So as we stand and have the altar call, if your life is messed up and you've lost sight in Christ, today's the day to find. Today's the day to find that gift, to restore that gift, to polish that gift up. Today's the day to do that. And if you don't have this gift, today's the day to accept that gift.